We've been talking about the national walkout that occurred yesterday. You know, in Antioch, they had some problems where some kids spiraled out of control. There was some fighting. They ripped an American flag off the flagpole. They jumped on a police car. And, you know, there were many protests that were good and many protests that seemed to be appropriately aimed. I like this idea of not walk out, but walk up. Walk up to a kid that you see who seems to be sitting alone. Reach out to him. Walk up and do something positive instead of walk out. That was everywhere. But we had a conversation briefly yesterday with a guy by the name of David Cruz, whose son wanted to go to one of these rallies and talk about the other side of the equation, the importance of the Second Amendment. David is on the line with us now. Now, David, your kid goes to the Columbia Central High School in Maury County, right?
Yes, sir, he does.
All right, and so he took an American flag to school. And not to disrespect it, but to honor the Constitution of the United States and the Second Amendment. And he ran into a little bit of difficulty, and for a while they took away his flag, correct?
And that's absolutely correct.
Tell me, and you went there to have a little conversation with him and find out what's going on, right? What did you learn?
Yes, sir. And let me just make one brief clarification. When my son did arrive at the school, he did have the original 13 colony American flag on a plastic about 4 foot flagpole. So he was, you know, flying the flag when he arrived at the school. I did want to clarify that.
Okay.
Upon entering the school, he was confronted and then he was sent to the school resource officer's office, and they, you know, confiscated the flag and the pole, and they told him that they'll give it to him at the end of the day.
Yeah, and now, what was his purpose of taking the flag? What point was he trying to make?
Well, he knew from what he had heard the day before that this was primarily going to be more politically leaning towards anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment. And he just wanted to make a point that, you know, he supported the Constitution, supported the Second Amendment, and he supports all of the Constitution, and that, you know, that our rights come from God. They're not given to us by government or people or man.
Now, so you went there to find out what was going on, and you were told that initially he was not going to be allowed to speak at the rally, right?
That's correct. When I got the call from my son and I misunderstood how the flag was, I went straight to the school and I wanted to confront the principal and the school resource officer, who, by the way, is Officer Dukes, and he's a very good officer, and I have a lot of respect for him. And when I arrived there, we went to the principal's office, and eventually my son was called down. And while I was having a conversation with the principal, I did realize that they were only going to allow one side of it. He was saying that he was, you know, it was his responsibility for school safety and, you know, didn't want any disturbances and things of that nature. By the time we were done having the conversation that we had in his office, they went ahead and they allowed my son to go with Officer Duke. The flag was given back to him, and he was able to carry the flag, you know, openly throughout the day, as were other students that also took flags.
Yeah. Now, ultimately, had you not intervened there, this side of the protest would not have been allowed.
Yeah, the facts are as follows. Had my son not taken the flag the way he took it to school, had he had it packed in his backpack or something, they would have never confronted him and taken the flag from him. That's first and foremost. Second of all, had I not have misunderstood my son on how he took the flag, I probably wouldn't have gone straight to the school. And I wouldn't have had the meeting with the principal and realized that, you know, the other side was probably not going to have their side heard at that rally. And, you know, fortunately for those chain of events, my son was able to talk about that. You know, he was allowed to speak, as well as another student by the name of Will, in favor of the Second Amendment. And, you know, my son, basically what he told the students there is that this wasn't really an issue about guns as much as it was an issue about mental health.
And how was that received, by the way, do you know?
He says it was received very, very positively.
Good. And it's good that your son, you know, went through all this process and stood up for his rights and stood up for his opportunity to express himself under the First Amendment about the Second Amendment. And I love that. That's fantastic. I'm so glad that although there was a misunderstanding at the beginning, I'm glad you went, and I'm glad that you had an impact on this whole thing.
Had there not been the misunderstanding, I don't believe his voice or the other side of the topic would have had their voice heard. And, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, people really need to realize that, you know, stricter gun control laws is not going to be the solution. Now, if you think back in 2004, the greatest school massacre that I could remember was in Russia. Russia has extremely strict
laws,
gun control.
Right.
And in that school, they killed 334 people.
Yes, you're right. And I don't want to cut you off, but we are running out of time. David,
can I just make a shout out to my son and tell him that I love him very much? He's a great kid, and I'm very proud of him.
All right. And you should be, given his actions yesterday.